2K outline feedback for David Leibowitz. At number one, so I added numbers here, okay? So for number one, please give a clear answer to the title question. You basically did not define what you mean with quality, what do you mean with knowledge. Please do this, okay? So number one in arts, you give a pro argument, can be best measured by how many people accept it. Then you give an example of a white plain canvas. Then you give a counter argument for this, but you still give the white plain canvas example. My advice is maybe you can put a little bit more variation into the examples, that you do not repeat the examples to make the whole thing interesting, more interesting to read. Number three, you gave a climate change example. My advice is maybe to use a different one, more original one, because this one is slightly overused. I'm not saying it's a wrong example or so, but okay. My advice also would be that you include some TOK theory here, like for example the concept of the scientific consensus or paradigms. Try to link in TOK theory, okay? And next page, number four. Sometimes if a scientist finds out something new and the people don't accept it, it still can be called good quality of knowledge. Why? Okay? But please, always, not only here, but always justify this, why this is, and then you can give an example. Okay? I mean, I'm not saying that I disagree with the claim. I agree with it, but please support this claim support the claim. What do you mean, good quality knowledge? Another thing that I would suggest is good quality knowledge or quality of knowledge, does this mean something different for the arts than for the sciences? Or can it mean the same thing? Please define these terms also in the introduction. It does not have to be the same definition, or maybe it's not even a good idea if it is the same definition, because the essay is more interesting if you add a little bit of variation here. Okay? A lot of things that you basically printed out in red. So I think that's these are the points that I mentioned here, but I would say that maybe you still fill in some of the TOK theory here, okay, and link it to the TOK theory, okay? So that was a short feedback, but generally I think it's going into the right direction. My general recommendation concerning the wording of the claim is maybe do not, word it too harshly. The quality of an artwork can be best measured by how many people accept it. Okay, best measured. It's kind of a very harsh way of formulating it. And in the next paragraph, you say that the quality of knowledge depends on the artist. So if it's the best, then it depends on the artist. So just be a little bit more, a little bit more balanced in the choice of words. It's more an English type of thing. Okay. So that's it.